Hey guys, it's Susie Romans here. I am totally in the zone right now. Let's talk about the performance of the most high achieving people. I want to really dive deeper into getting out of the stalling and victim mentality and into a stronger place, a stronger position in your life that maybe you've never even experienced before. And I want to take a moment to think back on time, really. And there was something that Seth Godin once wrote that it was something along the lines of 700 years ago, there was no such thing as a job. And I might have the numbers wrong here. Maybe it was 700 years ago. At any rate, there was no such thing as a job at some point in history, but really people came to the marketplace. People would come, if you think of medieval times or different times in different eras, where people would offer a service or a good. There were bakers. There were women who created clothing or jewelry. There were blacksmiths, people with different talents and skills that would come to the marketplace, and they'd all really just come and say, hey, here's what I have. Here's what I can sell. Here's my my gift, my contribution. And that is so, I think, profound to start thinking about, even though we're now in more of a technology revolution. And even though people constantly now are thinking about like instant gratification and instant businesses and instantly making money, and that other people should create or support them and create something for them or support them in some way. I want to take it back, you know, and say, what value are you providing? If life were just imagined as a marketplace where everyone gathered around and offered something of their contribution, you know, what would yours be? And I would really challenge you to get real about this and to get deep and to look at your surroundings, your environment, your bookshelves, your life experiences. What are the things that you surround yourself with? Are you naturally drawn to teaching others about love and relationships, or about business and marketing? Or what is it? Is it health? You know, is it wellness, nutrition? What are you so intrinsically passionate about that it is just radiating from you? And I would say, follow that. I know a lot of young people out there right now that don't trust that they can actually make a living with what they love to do. And that is absolutely false. You can make a living with what you love to do. And all you have to do is really look around you to figure out what you're all about. What do you surround yourself with? And how can you turn that into something that you can offer? Now, I'm a huge believer of having a lifestyle or online brand, right? I mean, that's really at the heart of what I do, is I work with a lot of clients who have some sort of personal lifestyle brand on the internet, and they offer services, products, or something of that sort in order to monetize their brand, right? And so something that we have to naturally always be fighting as personal brands online in a world of a lot of noise, a lot of content out there, is really to continue putting out your best work, to continue putting out things that are remarkable, that people will remember, that will give them a kick in the butt. You know, there's a lot of crappy content out there with no heart, with no, you know, you read it and you're like, that was a waste of, you know, 10 minutes. That was a waste of time. You don't want people to feel that way after they leave your website. And I know for a fact, when people leave my website, they become so inspired. I get emails all day long that say, thank you, Susie, for your article, or thank you for your website, or it is amazing to see a mom who's striving to be in business and you know, all while doing this and kids and family and running your business successfully. So I have people that look up to me and that thank me for what I do, people that I've never met, you know, and that's the kind of profound difference that I want you to create, and that I want you to get into that highest level of achievement of what you're capable of doing yourself. you know, and it's not going to happen if you procrastinate or if you seek distraction. You know, and when I say distraction, I'm talking about Facebook. I'm talking about Candy Crush. I'm talking about Netflix and all these things. And some of us, it may show up in a way that's not technology, but rather, you know, walking around your house cleaning or checking your emails or just, you know, kind of low level tasks, doing things like, oh, I really have to go, you know, sweep the garage or something, when you could actually hire that out to someone else and stay in your zone of genius, as Gay Hendricks calls it, you know. And it is a challenge. It is a roller coaster, because you're going to have to fight those kind of internal things. You know, I saw a documentary that I started watching something on Netflix because I was hanging out with my little daughter, and she was talking about volcanoes at school. And so we started looking at some, and I got really caught up in this one documentary. And as I was going to bed the other night, I thought, oh, maybe I should finish that documentary. And then I caught myself and I had to say, you know, watching the last 40 minutes about this volcano is going to do nothing for my business. It's not going to change anyone's life for the better. It's not going to bring in any money or help me retire my parents or help me, you know, buy my parents a new house or you know, pay off whatever I want to, you know. It's not going to help the bottom lines. It's just a distraction. And that's what you have to focus on, getting conscious of what you're doing. The problem with most people is that they lack consistent action. They start and they stop and they get distracted. They start, they stop, they get distracted, right? Lacking consistent action is the absolute demon of a successful, high-performing entrepreneur or business owner. You have to understand that sometimes it's not going to feel super duper exciting, but you're going to have to push through. Kind of like somebody who's really, really fit. Think about bodybuilders or think about these fitness models online who have these huge followings. You know, some days they might be tired, but it is consistent action that gives them those sculpted bodies that almost nobody else has. Why is that? Why does most of the world not look like that? They lack consistent action, and it's the same thing in business. It's easier to get distracted. It's easier to pop open Candy Crush or Netflix, you know? It's harder to push through and to say, no, I'm going to go to my computer. I'm going to create something of value. I'm going to create that video. I'm going to write that ebook. You know, I'm going to start that new website. A term that I use a lot is this concept of the bright, shiny objects, you know, getting distracted and following different ideas, or like bright, shiny object syndrome, right? And the result of that is really sad, because it means that we are not looking down a focused tunnel. We are not focusing on a path, but rather we have 18 different paths that may be fun or profitable. The problem with that is kind of the same problem as being a jack of all trades, is that you become a master of nothing. And that is the direct result of following shiny objects. You know, I know people in their 20s, in their 30s even, who are not sure what they want to do for a career. And instead of choosing one thing and mastering it, one plan, they have like 10 plan B or 10 backup plans, but no actual focus plan. And this can also happen for entrepreneurs, is to have, you know, 15 different ideas for an income flow and not a single one of them is actually working. Right. And so that's why I feel like I really was able to burst through my plateau, or, you know, my low point when I was just blogging and selling ebooks. I was really maxing out around a few $100 per month, maybe $1,000 maximum. And at that point, I really hit some plateau and was like, well, I don't know what other plan to go down. I don't know, you know, I kind of hit a point, and possibly even being overwhelmed with the bright, shiny objects as well. But once I decided to offer a mentorship or high level coaching, that's when my income exploded into the next bracket. You know, and as we speak, I'm working toward moving into a whole nother level with digital products and programs and passive income alongside some high level mentorship and coaching. So the downfall to not having a specific income plan and a specific plan in your business is really that overwhelm can turn into anger and frustration, you know, and a lot of people will tend to quit at that point because nobody wants to feel angry and frustrated. If you associate those negative feelings with your business, you're just not going to want to work on it. You know, it's like if you know something is going to create a negative or a bad feeling, you're going to avoid it. Okay. And so the best way to override that whole scenario is to take action every single day, consistent action toward what you truly love and what you truly want to build, which is going to be oftentimes for a personal brand or an online entrepreneur, writing great content, creating great ebooks, you know, producing content, creating things that are going to help people's lifestyles, doing free consultations or seminars or workshops, retreats, etc. You know, the list can go on and on forever, but you're not going to achieve that feeling of really accomplishing something if you don't take action. Sitting and stalling is absolutely no way to build a business. So let's talk about another item that high performance people really embody, or at least have in their business in some sense. So what I want to talk about is really the ability to measure whether you're making progress. And so I would ask you that question: how can we measure whether or not your efforts are producing a successful result? How can we measure, how will we know when you're succeeding or what you're doing is working, right? So a lot of us may have in the past, if you worked for other people, thought, well, working at my job, working for 8 hours at my desk means that I've been productive, that I've produced something. You know, am I busy? Did I clean my house? Great. So I produced something, or I was successful today. The truth is, it works differently in the world of entrepreneurship and being a business owner, because you have to produce things that are going to grow your brand or make money. You know, and how are we going to measure what's really working? And that's going to come down to usually having an income that's flowing upward and having a social following or email list or whatever that might be that's increasing consistently, right? And those are great ways to measure whether what you're doing is effective and working or not. Another thing that kind of coincides with the ability to measure what you're doing and really have those days or those times where you could say, hey, I hit a goal, I know I'm moving upward, you know, the scale is going up, is also setting deadlines for yourself. So really realize that tracking the growth of your business and having deadlines do work hand in hand. You know, you don't have to just obsess over deadlines, but you need to create some sort of way to hustle, really. I mean, what I'm trying to say is that you're going to have to light some fire under your butt at some point and say, you know, I'm not going to wait 10, 20, 30 years to make my first $10,000 online. No, my deadline is that I'd like this to happen in 6 months, for example, right? So that's what we're talking about with deadlines. All right, now the last area that I want to talk about for high performance entrepreneurs and becoming truly the best version of yourself is having somebody in your life, a support system or someone to hold you accountable. I believe this to be just a tremendous point of growth. Having someone to help you, to coach you, and to push you toward the next level that you're striving to achieve is absolutely priceless. And yes, coaches do cost a lot of money. Sometimes, depending on who you choose, right? It can be a big investment. But let me tell you, An investment is oftentimes exactly what you need to get you off the couch, to get you off of Candy Crush and into action. Because once you put money on the line, it just got real. It just went from playing around with WordPress, you know, late at night, to going all in and saying, I have to produce a result in order to make this worthwhile. But the beautiful thing about that is that really it can be, and it often is, a total win-win. So when you pay someone for their coaching or mentorship services, or accountability even, you're helping them to take care of their own self, their, you know, pay for food and meals and shelter and everything for their family. And they're also doing you a service because you're now growing your business and you are able to serve more people. So the way that I see coaching, accountability, and mentorship is really an absolute win-win. The thing is, you want to find somebody who is a very positive influence for you and a great fit. So you want to find someone who has the elements in their lifestyle that you're looking for. There have been some coaches that I deliberately hired because I knew they had a family, I knew they had kids, and that they would understand me more and be able to work with me better than someone who has no idea what my life is like. Because I have children, you know, I have a husband, I have family. I can't pretend and act like I am some single girl that gets to fly around the world, because I have a home and a family and I have a responsibility here with my children. So anyway, make sure that you're picking people who are going to have a positive influence on you if you're seeking mentorship. Another note on that, family and friends are oftentimes, although they love you and want the best for you, oftentimes do not make for good accountability or mentors, because they literally may have absolutely no knowledge in the area that you want to grow in. And so a big word of warning, or a note of warning here, do not expect that your family can do the job of a business coach or a mentor, because they simply do not understand the world that you live in with having an online brand. Some people don't get it. And for them, for you to put all your eggs in the basket of having some random friend, you know, who works at the bank and is clueless as to what online business and entrepreneurship is all about, that person cannot successfully guide you to make the right decisions. So with that, I would like to end the call and really give you the encouragement to say you can absolutely make a living off of doing work that you love, that you're passionate about, and doing what you feel is your calling in this world. Putting all the pieces together may take some effort, and it's going to take mastery. It's going to take an investment and learning and excelling at what you do, what your passion is. Yeah, it absolutely is. It's going to be one heck of a journey, but there is absolutely no other choice that I would have ever taken. Although I have a little bit of a roller coaster of a ride as an entrepreneur, I would not choose any other way. I would never choose some mediocre life of going to some 9-to-5 job, being bored out of my mind and living in some, you know, 10-mile radius my entire life. I love travel. I love freedom. I love to be able to make a difference, and my business is an extension of me, something that will live on, something that will transform people's lives, and that's why I do what I do. I hope these words reach you, you know, grab you and really shake you up into action. So I hope that you have a beautiful day. Keep believing in yourself. Keep changing the world, lighting this place up, making it a better world, and get paid in the process. Thanks so much. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.